With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says victims of the terror attack in the French Quarter New Year's Day will never be forgotten.
Each of these victims has family and friends who have to live with the tragedy and the nightmare of these events. Over the last 48 hours, we have all been focused on addressing the needs of each of these victims' families and to ensure that they are properly honored.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says they are now beefing up security for both the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras.
We are asking for a tactical expert to be in the city of New Orleans this week to go over all of our plans that have been put in place by a unified command that we've been working on this literally for months on end.
Officials say the man responsible for the Islamic terror attack had visited the city twice before and recorded video of the French Quarter via Meta smart glasses. Also at SRNnews.com, Mexico opens the possibility of receiving non-Mexican illegal immigrants deported by the United States.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum said Friday that in cases where the U.S. would not return non-Mexican migrants to their home countries, that there could be what she called collaboration through different mechanisms. She did not specify, but Mexico could limit the number to certain nationalities or request compensation from the U.S. to offset transportation costs for moving such deportees out of Mexico. Mexico initially favored the return of other nationalities directly to their countries of origin. George Williams reporting.
A major winter storm that's rolling across the eastern U.S., creating blizzard conditions. This is SRN News. The Middle East is still the most dangerous place to be a Christian, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a detailed analysis of global data, the Pew Research Center reveals that believers and members of other minority faiths were killed in 45% of the countries in that region during 2022, the last year for which all the numbers are in. The Middle East is also the part of the world where Christians are most likely to be beaten or arrested for their beliefs. Africa comes in second in those categories. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Not much for families to watch on popular streaming services. The Parents, Television, and Media Councils conducted a study revealing the vast majority of programs produced by on-demand companies are aimed at mature audiences only. Of all the original shows available to stream, more than 540 are rated mature versus less than 60 that are G-rated. Many families are turning to Christian streaming services. This is SRN News. Traders return to Wall Street today for the first full work week of 2025. Rich Thomason reports.
Wall Street bounced back Friday from a holiday season slump. Surging tech shares helped the S&P advance 1.3%. The Dow rose 339 points. The Nasdaq soared 1.8%. NVIDIA provided much of the market's momentum, rising 4.5%. Shares of U.S. Steel dropped 6.5% after President Biden scuttled Nippon Steel's proposed $15 billion purchase of its Pennsylvania-based rival. Rich Thomason reporting.
Congress is set to meet today to certify the results of the 2024 election. U.S. Capitol Police say heavy security is in place for the counting and certification of the electoral vote, along with adding more patrols and extra officers. They will also collaborate with outside partner agencies. More details at SRNnews.com.